Stream it. Listen on demand.
Good evening, everybody. It's Monday night at 6:30 on Planet FM 104.6. That can only mean one thing. It is time for the third and footlong show. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you?
I'm very good, Darren. How are you?
I'm fine. I bring big news.
Do you bring big news?
You give me drum roll news.
You want drum roll news. Drum roll, please.
Yeah, it's drum roll. Okay. And I tell you what, I'm breaking this news to even my own family. My own family don't even know this news because this literally happened minutes before I left the house and they weren't there.
And you didn't tell me before the show? I told you about me being attacked by spiders.
I know, but yes. Well, we'll do a drum roll for you telling everybody about being attacked by spiders.
No. Right.
Okay, we'll have a ding for spiders then.
Ding for spiders.
A ding for spiders. I have just been informed today that my application for a knee operation has been accepted.
Nice. When are you doing it?
I know. Well, obviously, I need the surgeon to contact me now and give me a date, but I'm kind of favouring December.
Christmas.
I know.
Maybe about... But I feel like you're copying me, though, because I had knee surgery last December.
Oh,
and you're just like, oh, yeah, I'll just cover you.
Last Christmas, you gave me your knee.
Knee, yeah. You don't want my knee, I think, is worse than yours.
I know, this will be my second, so...
Oh, God.
But it's either going to be that. I mean, it's going to come down to the surgeon because they might just turn around and go, no, we're not doing it that late because I'm going away on holiday for six weeks, so therefore if anything goes wrong. So, yeah, I want it done before...
Are you getting a knee replacement or just, like, tidy up?
Arthroscopy or whatever it is. It's, what's it? Keyhole.
Okay, so you're not having a replacement.
No, but they've told me if I frig it again, that will be a replacement.
Yep.
Third time, unlucky.
Third time, very unlucky. Although you could be titanium knee.
My wife's just gone, ah. So there you go. But I don't know if that's because we're live or whether that's because, like, thanks for the heads up on the operation.
Thanks for the heads up and not telling me.
And telling all your friends first.
So
that's there. But there's another exciting announcement that affects me and you.
Oh, what is it?
The show that we're both going to be in together.
Oh, yes, of course. The show next week starting on Wednesday night at the Pump House Theatre over in Takapuna, Auckland.
For four nights only.
Four nights only.
Not this Wednesday.
18 hours of us.
Yes, indeed. Not this Wednesday, which is the 15th. It is the 22nd,
yes.
23rd, 24th, 25th. If you've not had enough of us by now, get along to the Pump House Theatre, Takapuna, 7 p.m. Buy tickets. They are already selling fast.
And the show is Rehab.
It is. It is a black comedy set in a rehab centre.
I probably would have used the word dark comedy.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, you're probably right. Dark comedy is probably the right word.
I would have gone for dark comedy. No, dark comedy.
I just love the way you just looked at me then when I said black comedy. You were like...
I was like, what are you saying, Eric?
You said dark comedy is the correct word.
I attached my name to this.
I know. And the problem is, we're live. I can't take
it
back.
No, you can't take it back. But this is a dark comedy set in a rehabilitation centre.
Maybe you should just introduce it.
No, I'm excited for our dark comedy show together, which will be fun. You're playing Stephen with a PH.
Oh, indeed, and I insist.
Can you remember my character name, Darren?
Samantha.
Oh, yes, you can.
So,
and, yeah.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too.
It's my first season in the show.
We are rookies.
So what could possibly go wrong?
I know. I can be Defensive Rookie of the Year and you can be Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I could probably be a very offensive Rookie of the Year.
I think you could, yeah. Especially your character.
My character's coming in quite hot. He is coming in hot, isn't he? Oh, dear. The things I got accused of yesterday in the rehearsal as well. I was shocked.
That was saucy.
I had to apologise for.
Yes.
Right, so yes, as I say, rehab show. A dark comedy.
Set
in a rehab centre. Takapuna Pump House Theatre.
Come see us live.
Yes, indeed. But for now, back to matters. Again, big matters that are affecting the world, DT.
Is this food-related, football-related, personal-related?
It is absolutely food-related. These are the biggest there are people out there that literally wait for these every single week.
Is that just me waiting for you to tell me you posted it?
When you go, have you posted anything yet? Because I haven't heard.
No, well, I haven't heard anything because I'm not on social.
No, well, this week was, what is your first drink of the day, which I renamed the Morning Muster.
Morning Muster?
The Morning Muster.
Wow, did you, were you in the army?
I was.
You were?
I was an army cadet for about 2 years.
I was a navy cadet.
Oh, there you go.
I know.
We could play football against each other, army versus navy.
I know. I didn't know this was a thing of you.
We'll reveal one thing about each other first. Number one, why did you leave navy cadet?
I turned 18.
And then didn't want to follow, carry on?
Well, I didn't want to join the navy, no.
Okay.
I just, no, it wasn't really my career path. What about you?
I left at about 16 or 17 after 2 years because I was told, forget it, you're colourblind, you'll never have a career in the army.
That, you know, I didn't have that reason.
That was crushing.
Yeah, that would be crushing.
I'd shave all my hair off and everything. Having seen some of the things that go on, no, maybe not now, but yep, possibly at the time, yes. Because I was really had no idea what I was going to do otherwise.
Was there like a position you wanted to be specifically?
Alive.
Yes. I always thought, like, if you had to be deployed, I just want to be that person who fires the, like, cannon from very far away.
I wouldn't mind the rocket launcher thing. That would be pretty cool.
Just, like, far away from the action.
Yes.
But not a sniper because I'm really bad. I'm like, actually, I was okay at the shooting range, but I'm not sniper level.
No. That's a big level to be at.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you haven't voted yet.
On the
what is your
drink.
First drink of the day? And we did allow multiples just in case.
Okay.
So here are the options. Tea?
Tea.
Are you in for that?
I'm in for tea, yeah.
Coffee?
I'm in for coffee. So really it depends on how I wake up as to what I want. I'm not someone who's
energy
caffeine
drink?
Dependent, though. No, not an energy drink.
Water?
Yeah, water. Oh, actually, to be fair, the first thing I drink when I wake up is lemon water.
We'll count that as water.
Mm-hmm.
Apple juice?
No, I can't drink apple juice.
Orange juice?
I like orange juice.
Okay. Horlicks or Milo? Depends which part of the world you're in.
Okay, so like Milo, hate Horlicks. Oh. Also really dislike Ovaltine. It is a very different taste to Milo and I'm not a fan of it.
I don't know why I added this, but apparently this is something that a lot of people drink around the world, coconut water.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Would you?
If it, like, coconut water from a coconut, yes. Coconut water from a carton, no.
I'm going to give you that one. Fizzy drinks or soda?
No, can't say I do.
Or milk-based drinks like Up and Go or milkshakes?
I can always go for a milkshake, so yeah, let's go.
The one thing I forgot to add, which was really ridiculous, because it's...
Smoothie? I was thinking that, I thought you were going to get to smoothie, and I was like, oh, you're not saying smoothie, because I do often drink a smoothie.
It was funny because that actually got called out. Tura Kira Taylor. Early morning smoothies cannot be replaced by another beverage, and it was that point that I realised I'd missed smoothies.
Quite a lot of people do apple cider vinegar shots.
Craig Westenberg was the one who said, where's Up and Go? This is the breakfast of champions, so that's
Isn't
what
that
got
milk
it added.
Based? Oh, okay.
I added it later. And then my brother back in the UK, Justin, was like, Horlicks, first thing, are you serious? And I went, I actually feel targeted by this because, yes, I do.
You drink Horlicks?
First thing in the morning. Sometimes, I'm not
Horlicks.
Always.
Are you a Horlicks and Ovaltine person?
Just Horlicks.
Just Horlicks?
Just Horlicks. I'm very particular about my malt-based drinks.
I just feel like it doesn't taste like malt. It tastes like oats. I just can't. I can't get behind Horlicks or Ovaltine. I'm sorry. I will drink a Milo, though.
Do you want to go through the results?
Sure.
It was very clear.
Coffee.
Oh. 45% of the vote.
I'm surprised someone didn't comment. It's toothpaste. It's just about like
why?
Someone would comment.
Why
that.
Would someone drink toothpaste?
No, or like
or mouthwash.
It just feels like someone would have put
oh,
that
Oh, you
as
just
a comment.
Thought someone would have just been
it's
like,
funny,
yeah. They would have been deleted off our page. Tea and water were tied on second with 17% of the vote each.
Yep.
Water, so bland.
Okay, you don't even drink water in general.
I do not. It is bland, it is boring. The only way I can drink water is if it's ice cold.
Wow.
And not out the tap. Hate tap water. Hate. Hate. Tap water.
Okay. Is that just like, because England tap water's nasty, but here it's fine.
No, it's not. Sun tap water in New Zealand sucks.
Yeah, well, it depends on where it's coming from.
If I put tap water in the kettle and have a cup of tea, it's disgusting.
Wait, so what the hell are you putting in your kettle at home?
Bottled water.
I have so many questions now. Like, do you have one of those giant, like, things in your fridge that, like,
No, just in the cupboard. No, just a 5-litre bottle of water and just turn it into the...
That feels like a lot of, like, workout just to
make
a tea.
Well, it's a double up, right? If I'm going to have water, if I'm taking the healthy lifestyle, then I'm going to put it in the kettle. No, tap water tea is disgusting.
Filter water, whatever, on your fridge or something.
Because you've then got to tap it in, and it just there's so much hassle that goes to that.
I have no idea. I don't have a fridge that acts that way.
Welcome to the show Waters of New Zealand on Planet FM.
We had to get a Brita filter for the last place we lived because the water was nasty.
Yeah, I've had one of those in the past. Orange juice, you were the only voted person to vote. No, did anyone vote for apple juice? The rest were very insignificant. Milk-based drinks got 4%, other got 4%. Yeah, it was really a three-horse race.
No Barocca.
Everything else. A couple of people voted for energy drinks. That's a big call.
I actually know quite a few people drink energy drinks.
I mean, I drink one a day.
Yes.
I'm a confessed recovering energy drink drinker.
You're not recovering, you're in...
I'm sort of like... No, but it's tempered.
It's tempered.
It's tempered.
You only drink Red Bull, though, don't
That's
you?
That's right.
You
once
have a brand.
Again, very particular about it.
Do you drink sugar-free Red Bull?
Absolutely not.
I wasn't sure.
The absolute pointlessness of that.
Are there other Red Bulls?
That'd be like drinking, eating milk-free chocolate. It's just like, what is that? Or sugar-free chocolate? Just pointless.
Yeah, milk-free chocolate? Oh, like the really, really dark stuff is often used. Oof. Just no. Oof.
Yes, no. It's very particular about tea. Only Dilmah. Why would I be in a show called Rehab when I have these so much particular behaviour issues?
Only Dilmah.
Indeed, yes.
Wait. Only Dilmah. Oh, my God, I can't find the bell sound.
No, don't give me bell tea. That's gross. You could ring your bell if you want, but, like, I'm not doing the bell tea thing. Sponsored by bell tea. We're not sponsored by Dilmah either, but...
Oh, wouldn't you like to be sponsored by Dilmah?
I would love to be.
How much tea do you drink a day?
Not a lot. Like, 2 cups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were going like full English, which
is
like 20
cups. And usually maybe 2 Horlicks, maybe.
Okay.
1 Red Bull.
And then 1 Red Bull.
No water.
No water.
No water.
Thank God, your doctor must be crying.
I wonder why he sent me for blood tests of my appointment tonight.
Your dentist? Your dentist, are you only drinking sugary drinks? Yes.
Yes, that is it.
That is it.
That's probably why you have no teeth. So, yes, tonight's show, we've done the food and drink. We've done rehab. We've talked about my operation. We've got NFL, college football. We'll talk about what's going on next week. And I am introducing a new segment tonight.
I know. I was thinking we could start off with that.
Oh, you want to start off with that?
I think it'd be fun.
That's a big call.
I think
I'm also very excited. This could be the only time we ever do this segment, by the way, because it could be rubbish. It was a brainchild I had last night after only having 10 hours sleep in 3 nights after being in Christchurch.
I thought it was a good brainchild.
It's called Smell or Sell. Because in America, if you're smelling something, that means that, like, I'm down.
Yep.
I'm smelling that. Or if you're selling it.
That's nice.
I mean, I almost went for the triple rhyme, smell and sell with DL. I almost went for the triple rhyme. But I thought there was too much poetry involved in that.
As long as I don't have to say it, it's fine.
Do I even get a segment music or anything?
I can.
Let the games begin.
Would we not just do that when we're reviewing the games?
No. That was the only one I could find for you last night when you texted me at 11.
Right. Smell or sell?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So after today's appalling performance on offense, the Cleveland Browns will not score another passing touchdown in October.
In October. Is this passing touchdown to wide receivers only? Or
to anyone.
Tight ends? Okay, because they actually have 2 good tight ends, I'm selling that idea.
No, you've got to think, they've got no quarter. I mean, Dylan Gabriel, I mean, he was let down heavily today.
Oh, super heavily.
But, like, they
36 yards rushing, yeah.
Garbage.
Did not go well for him. No, because I think they have 2 quite good tight ends in Harold Fannin Jr. and David Njoku, so no, I am selling that idea.
Okay. So after getting a new coach, second-year quarterback,
yes,
they are absolutely putting everyone to the sword at the moment. I am giving you the smells that the Patriots are going to win the AFC East.
I think it has potential.
I think they've got the best coach in that division.
Yeah, I think it has potential, especially because the Bills' defense hasn't been that great and the pass catchers there are not, like, stellar. Josh Allen is really good, though.
I think it is remarkable, the job that Vrabel's done.
Yes, I think it's
such
insane.
A short amount of time. And now, my other one, well, I had two Patriots ones.
Okay, go.
And after today, having his fifth consecutive 200-yard game and over 100 passer rating, which has only been done four times by a 23-year-old quarterback, Drake May is going to be the MVP.
I'm selling that because I have more buy-in on Baker. But that's also because I have way more stock in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I think I will. I'm going to smell your Patriots winning the AFC East. The only thing I have is Josh Allen can come out and be incredible. And that's really the only thing stopping them.
He can. I mean, I think it'll, yeah.
That's about, like, Jets, Dolphins.
It's always interesting to see how people respond after a defeat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen that with, like, Penn State. We'll come on to that later. And then other teams in the NFL, the Chargers then came out and blew a goose egg. And to be honest, today, they should have lost today as well.
Yeah.
They should have lost today.
Because the Dolphins are terrible.
But because of your Baker obsession.
Big.
I'm going to give you
Shake
something
and
to smell or sell.
I'm going to smell Baker.
After they have started 5-1, and yes. I know that you're going to be happy with this because
you're going to put them in the Super Bowl.
No, I'm going to say that they are going to be the number one seed in the NFC.
5-1. Who else is 5-1? The Eagles are.
And don't forget, they've still got to play the Panthers twice.
So yes, division games are always weird as well. Weird and wonderful, the NFC South is.
Yeah.
Who else is 5-1? The Eagles are 5-1.
No, the Eagles are 4-2.
Oh, they're 4-2.
They lost to the Giants and the Broncos. Oh, are the Rams 5-1?
Well, they definitely won.
The 49ers fell to 4-2.
Yeah,
I don't think there's not a massive amount. There's a few in there, but, like, it's the division they're in as well.
The division
they've got to play at least the Saints at least another once, the Falcons another once. So I don't think
the Bucs are the number one seed at the moment at 5-1.
Are they going to finish that way?
There are Monday night football games.
They're going to finish that way.
Yes. Okay. I'm smelling it. I'm going
number one seed. I am going to give you. So I'll give you two more.
You can give me all the spells.
I actually prepared about 10.
Okay. Well, where are we at now? Should we go rapid fire?
Yeah, let's go rapid fire. This season,
yes,
with two teams at least on 1-5 and another one struggling like hell with its main quarterback being out until at least November,
yep.
Two coaches in the AFC North will be fired this season.
Do you want me to say who they are?
If you think that that's the go, I think two coaches in the AFC North, which was predicted to be the best division, are going to be fired.
I don't know who predicted that. I truly, because we didn't think that. I don't know who thought that, but it was all out there. I think Stefanski will go, because I think the Browns owners are a bit impatient. And the other two that potentially could go are Harbaugh or Tomlin. Tomlin will make it to the playoffs, so I think it makes it very hard to make the case. Harbaugh won't. The Ravens don't really like change, though, and neither do the Steelers.
Zach Taylor.
Flacco,
right?
The Bengals never fire people. They just don't sign them again. So
he's
apparently this year and next year left on his contract. So I just don't think they'll re-sign him because they don't like wasted money because they're quite tight in their ownership.
The three I've got left are wild. Actually, I've got four left. They're wild.
Okay, I'll say Zach Taylor will go.
Okay.
Here we go. Zach Taylor and Kevin Stefanski. I just don't think the Ravens or the Steelers have the balls to do it, really.
And the Ravens, again, without Lamar Jackson today, whilst rushing for a trillion yards, actually putting virtually no points on the board.
I know, it's terrible.
And because I don't know where Lamar's head's at, whether he rushes himself back from injury or not, the Ravens will end up picking in the top five of the 2026 draft.
Yeah, I smell that. I think they've really hard schedule because of where they finished last year. Yeah, no, 100%.
And I'm not sure Lamar's as fit. I mean, I said to you, didn't I, that several people were saying he is now getting caught when he's trying to get out of the pocket. So yeah, has he lost pass or is he injured?
Well, his hamstring is the one that's injured, right? And he may have been injured for a while and then it got really bad because hamstring's where the speed's at. So, yeah. Continue.
After making the big decision of cutting the supposed Hall of Fame to be quarterback Russell Wilson, the Giants starting Jackson Dart will end up the season with a winning record.
Smell it. Yeah. I also just their defensive line is tremendous and that helps a lot. Yes, they smell. And they have a good running back, it looks like.
After getting 2,005 yards in 2024, Saquon Barkley will not get 900 yards this season in total.
Is this 900 rushing yards or 900
rushing,
scrimmage?
Rushing.
Okay. Currently, with the way the Eagles are going right now and how they collapsed completely 2 years ago, I would say, yes, smell it.
I tried to work that out. It's only about 55 yards a game or something like that.
Yeah,
and at the moment, he's not even averaging
that.
But no one talk about it because in case the game comes up. But the most random thing happened in the Eagles game the other night.
I thought you were going to say about the Jets getting negative passing yards overall.
Yeah,
that was also terrible.
I'll give you one to sell or smell.
Is this the last one or the second to last?
Second to last. I've just made this one up. I thought about this one on the way.
Okay.
After 9 sacks today, they are now on 30 after 6 games. The Denver Broncos will be the team that breaks the Chicago Bears' 72 sacks in a season, which everybody thought would never, ever be broken. But this Denver Broncos team are on target for 85.
So the Broncos, who they're in the AFC West, who have Chargers banged up offensive line. So, yeah, no, heaps of sacks there. Chiefs offensive line played a lot better today. So
very
that's,
good.
Yeah, no, that's all right. And then the Raiders offensive line is terrible. So within their division, they have a chance to get multiple sacks. So they've still got a few divisional games left. So that, I think, yes. And then they'll be playing the third-tier teams, won't they? Because they became third last season.
Right.
So they're against the Cowboys next week. Raiders, Texans. Yeah, no, I think they have a big chance to break it because really the only good offensive line left that they face is the Packers. So, yeah, 100%.
That would be wild.
I don't know how wild it is.
72 is massive. And that would mean they would finish as two seasons consecutively with the most sacks in the NFL.
Go Broncos.
This is my wildest one to finish off with.
Let's ride.
So this is going to be potentially going to be Mike Tomlin's last year as the coach of the Steelers.
Yeah.
Unless he tries to go for that record of most consecutive winning seasons, which is surely, I think, isn't it? It's about 21, 22.
Yeah, I don't think he'll.
This is the year that Aaron Rodgers wins his second Super Bowl.
Okay, no, I sell that. I sell it so hard.
I reckon the Steelers could end up as the top one or two seed in the AFC.
100%. Have you seen their playoff record recently?
I have, but this is all change. I think Rodgers knows it's his last year. I think Tomlin knows it's the last year. I think everybody at the Steelers knows. We all sat here and thought that they were going to be 1-4 or 2-3 after 5 games.
I didn't think they'd be 1-4.
They're like 4-1 or something like that, or 5-1 or whatever they are.
They're just not Super Bowl caliber.
But how many teams have gone to
them? They could turn into it, but right now, if you ask me, in this week being week 6 or 7 that we're going into, no. Just no. From what I've looked at and seen with the Steelers, no. They could turn into it. Like the Eagles last year, if you asked me in week 6, are they going to Super Bowl, I probably wouldn't have said so. So, yeah. No, for right now.
So that is the end of Smell or Sell. Did you enjoy that?
I did enjoy it.
If you listened to that and you enjoyed that section, let us know. Comment somewhere. If you didn't, then I'll stop coming up with show ideas.
That's a bit dramatic, but sure. That's very dramatic.
Should we go to the NFL?
I think we should go to the NFL.
Spin the wheel.
I'm spinning.
There was some good games. That was a rather short spin. Oh, it's back. Tick, tick, tick at the end.
And it is the Panthers versus the Cowboys.
What? This was a great game.
This was probably the best game in the early
It was
window.
The game.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the game. It was the Rico Dowdle revenge, and boy, did he take some revenge.
Yeah, because they did not think he was a good back, so they let him go.
Did you see the comments he made in the week?
Yes, I know. It was fantastic, and I was like, well, are you going to back it up? Because this is a lot. This is a lot of talk. And over 200 scrimmage yards is fantastic.
238 or something, didn't he?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I mean, Bryce Young threw the obligatory interception, but I don't think this time it was totally his fault.
No, it went off Tate McMillan's hands.
But Bryce Young still struggles to have a 200-yard game. You've
100%.
Got to, if you're going to go up against Baker Mayfield and people like that, you've got to be able to put big yards.
Dak and Pickens, that connection is electric. Pickens is so much fun to watch. And when he catches the ball, it feels like he's like flypaper on him because it's just like stick.
Did you see today the one catch he did, he leaped over one person and then leaped over a second.
It was fantastic. He is so much fun to watch. I really enjoy watching the Cowboys. I actually really enjoy it.
Cowboys could not get a running game going today.
No. It's terrible.
Rico Dowdle, leading rusher, leading receiver. George Pickens, 168.
Yeah.
I did say that. Did I ask the question last week? Is Dak and Pickens the best
I can't remember if you asked me on air or off air, but you did ask me, yes.
They are good.
They are fun. But, I like it. I enjoy it.
The amazing Panthers put 400 yards on them.
Yeah, I have said it was one moment in the game where I got very confused and I heard the announcer also get confused when Jimmy Horn Jr. caught a ball, J.C. Horn's brother.
That's right.
And I was like, wait, what? Why is J.C. Horn on defense? And I went, no, he very clearly said Jimmy. And then I had to Google it and go, who is Jimmy Horn? Oh, it's his brother. That's really cute.
It's amazing this game got as far and as close as it did. The Panthers had 27 first downs compared to the Cowboys' 50.
I just think Dak is a good quarterback. He's playing really well this year. Yeah. I don't think anyone's really talking about it, but he's playing really well.
Oh, he's definitely got to be in the chat, right?
Yeah, but he's not. No one ever talks about him.
He's got to be in the chat. Bryce Young, 199.
Yeah, no, he didn't make 200.
Bryce.
I thought that's why you were making that comment that he didn't make 200, because he made 199.
But this sort of like 17, 199, it still feels a bit dink and dunk, and it still feels that Canales is not opening it up. Tate McMillan, though.
Oh, fantastic.
Player.
Fantastic. Not the best wide receiver of this draft, because that would be Emeka Ibuka, who's unfortunately now injured.
Yes.
But still fantastic. I am going to spin.
Cool. Tedrow McMillan caught his first touchdown today.
He caught two touchdowns
today. He did.
Did very well. And now we are going to go for the Sunday night football game, Chiefs versus Lions.
Oh.
This was hard to watch because I think the Lions would have won it if they did not have pretty much no one in the defensive backfield.
Yeah.
They had one of their starters and five of the others were out. Like, yeah. That was basically the game was the Lions didn't have a defensive backfield. Patrick Mahomes went off. Chris Jones came with vengeance after the whole poor Jaguars. He didn't tackle and could have won that game for them. Yeah, no, so it's just Lions made too many mistakes to really make up for their defense backfield.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, both quarterbacks played well.
Yeah.
Chiefs were the favourites, which I was surprised about. They were the 1.5-point favourite.
I wasn't surprised considering how many people were injured on the Lions.
3-3, the Chiefs now. They've got Rashid Rice back, Travis Kelce back as the leading receiver. More yards
like
than anyone.
60.
I know, not outstanding, but are the Chiefs the Chiefs again?
I would say they never stopped being the Chiefs, so the Chiefs are just the Chiefs.
Because they're only one back, aren't they? One back?
Yeah, they're one back.
Yeah, one back.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I don't know what everyone was worrying about.
I mean, Mahomes played well. I didn't see a lot of this game, to be honest. I was kind of listening to the highlights on the way over, but I was kind of having a bit of a flick and, you know, where it was going, and it was really tight at halftime, but which I expected it to be.
Yeah, the Lions just, defense, unfortunately injured, and then too many penalties. Chiefs had zero penalties, Lions had penalties, so.
And this is the second year running that the Lions have been dogged by injury, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so, spinning.
Let's go.
Steelers versus Browns.
Oh,
our team.
It's our Browns versus my predicted smell or sell
Super Bowl
winning Steelers.
Oh, man.
I know.
They did a trade this week, our Browns did.
They did.
Seeing Greg Newsom, who talked about all last week about how good he is, and they swapped him for Tyson Campbell of the Jaguars.
Yeah. The Jags, yeah. Interesting place. Yeah, that showed me the Jags are all in and believe.
Yeah, and also just interesting that you swap. You're just pretty much picking up a salary is what you're doing.
So the Steelers were 5.5-point favourites, and they did that. The Browns just did not look like they were going to score. No. The Browns have now lost 12 straight games away.
The only real bright spot is our rookie tight end, Fanning Jr., does actually look like a good tight end for them.
Yeah.
But yes, it was hard to watch. It was like, 36 yards of rushing from
It was rough. I mean, the Steelers, you know.
Myles Garrett has not had a sack in 3 games.
Yeah.
And you know, we have not won in Pittsburgh since 2003. That's a long time.
That's a long time, and that's what happens when you got a coach that's got a winning record, right?
Yeah.
So
after that, I don't know if you heard the post-game comments from Kevin Stefanski, but someone asked about Shador, and he pretty much just straight up said no. He goes, did you consider or think about maybe changing in Shador? And he goes, no. Just straight no. Just no. It was interesting. But next week, we're versing Miami defense, who is not looking great at all, so maybe the Browns can pick it up there.
The Browns had 3.3 yards per play.
Yeah. That's not the most electric thing.
No, it's awful. I mean, Dylan Gabriel, 29 of 52.
Not helped by the fact his receivers kept dropping the ball. I don't know if you saw it. It was really terrible. Because you go, that was a perfectly thrown pass. Why are you dropping this?
But 52. You don't want to see any quarterback throw in 52.
No, let alone Dylan Gabriel.
No.
But yeah, Rodgers, decent on the day. Metcalf almost 100-yard game. Ramsey, 2 sacks.
Yeah.
Return of the Ramsey.
I think they're there because I just think the competition around them is terrible.
Yeah, I think they're lucked out with them.
I think they're going to be at least 11.
At least 12. 11
at
wins.
Least 11, 12 wins, yeah, because they're going to get 6 out of the division probably.
I'm doing NFL, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, talk about Miami. It's Dolphins versus Chargers.
The Dolphins should have won this game and they just, right at the end, blew a coverage and they allowed Ladd McConkey to just march about 50 yards down the field. It was heartbreaking. Mike McDaniel must just wonder what he's got to do to win a game because they keep losing close games. They lost by 3 against the Panthers last week. They've lost by 2 against the Chargers this week.
2 or 3 interceptions. On the game.
Oh, no. There's got to be some questions about Tua, right?
Did you also hear Tua's comments after the game? He completely called out all his teammates because none of them turned up for the past few weeks to players only meetings. They just either didn't turn up or were late. Like, there's something going
There is something fundamentally wrong in Miami.
Yeah.
It is. There's been a culture discussion at that club forever.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel doesn't seem strong enough to handle it.
No. Well, that's why everyone's calling for Tomlin down there.
Yes. I mean, it's another time-expired field goal.
But the Chargers with over 600 yards of offense.
I know, it wasn't a time-expired, actually, because
Derwin James got the game-sealing interception.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that was like, I saw a meme, not a meme, but I saw a video earlier. It was OMG, watch Tua throw a game-winning Hail Mary, and it's that interception.
Yeah. The Chargers, with over 600 yards of offense, is like, I know the Dolphins should have won, but then also you're letting someone put 600 yards of offense on you. Your defense isn't there.
There was at least 2 times in that game, right on that game-winning drive, where Herbert escaped sacks.
Yes.
Whereas a better team would have absolutely have crushed him.
Achan, at least looking good for the Dolphins, with over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. Darren Waller seemed like a good pickup. Very strange.
He's back.
4 touchdowns in, 3 weeks.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey got 100, mainly on that big 50.
Yeah.
Kimani Vidal, 124 yards, which for the Chargers, considering...
It's like the third
horrendous...
or fourth string running back there.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I wanted to ask, do you think the Dolphins should consider trading either Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips for draft capital? Do you think it's at that point?
I think the Dolphins, if they're going to make the decision to move away from McDaniel, just blow the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Just blow the whole thing up. I was thinking about this earlier today. I'm like, you've really got nothing left. If you get rid of the coach, Tyreek's done.
Yeah.
Tua just can't.
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle is, I don't know, if you can't get rid of Waddle. You've got to keep your youth.
Well, then you'd have to keep Jalen Phillips. You could get rid of Bradley Chubb, though. He's 28, 29.
Yeah, he's had a lot of injury.
And on a very large salary.
Yeah. Took him from Denver, didn't they?
Yeah. Okay, spinning.
Yeah, they've got to blow that up. That whole thing has got to be blown up.
Do you think anyone would actually trade for Tua with his salary?
Because
he is, I think, the highest paid quarterback at the moment per year.
Someone will trade for him, yeah. I mean, look at the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers is gone next year.
Yeah.
You look at the Browns.
Oh, Tua in Pittsburgh for some reason doesn't work in my head.
The Browns? Oh, Tua in the Browns absolutely works.
I just think Tua in winter is my thing. Like, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, Tua in winter hasn't done well, so I don't think putting him in a winter city is great.
And if you look at the West Coast, he ain't going to the Chargers. He's not going to the 49ers. Not going to the Rams.
Cardinals.
Matthew Stafford.
He could end up with Cardinals.
Yeah, well, they could probably end up doing a swap and take Kyler Murray.
Well, I prefer Kyler over Tua.
Yeah, 100%. I think neither of them are great team players. What did we hit?
We hit the Jets versus Broncos, the London game.
Oh, my God.
If you negative 10 yards for the New York Jets. I'm so sorry if you're a Jets fan.
If you are the NFL and this is your advert of the NFL to the world,
great
you
advert.
Were badly let down. Because
was a
this
choice.
Was an appalling game. Everyone keeps going on about how good the Broncos are. Although, again, apparently it was Bo Nix was dialed in. It was receivers. It was running. It was special teams. But you still scored 13 and you had to score a field goal with 5 minutes left.
So my thing is, it's very worrying to me that Denver played to the quality of the team that they're versing. And that's not a good quality to have. Because it was great last week, they played a better team than the Eagles, so they won, even though the Eagles weren't really performing that well. It's very worrying that Denver's matching what they're seeing. Because you should have completely destroyed the Jets.
No, it was absolutely. I mean, 3 field goals and a safety on a defensive red zone end zone penalty, and you can only muster. I mean, Nick's played well. No interceptions or anything
like
that.
Fine.
But no rushing game. It looked like, because they had a good rushing game last week, that Peyton was determined that he was going to have a good rushing game this week because the Jets are awful. And it just was not happening.
Tua to Denver, maybe?
No. There's no way that the Broncos are going off Nick's. They've swallowed that Russell Wilson contract at the end of this year. They're not moving off Nick's for at least a year, or at least while Sean Payton's there.
Do you know
who
I think would be really interesting, though? Kyler Murray to Denver Broncos. That would be very interesting.
I would be amazed if Peyton moved off Nick's.
But that would be such an interesting mix, like Kyler Murray with Sean Payton. I just think it would be exciting to watch.
He quite likes short quarterbacks.
So Kyler Murray might be right up his alley.
As long as he could learn how to throw a ball off tiptoes. This was awful. I mean, your defense, right? 9 sacks.
9 sacks is great.
You'd be on that.
9 completions for Fields for under 50 yards passing. 100% completely
and then
dominated.
For 60
yards. But if your defense is that dominant, your offense should also maybe have destroyed the Jets. So what's going on? Do you know what I mean? Like,
when you look at that game, right, it should have finished about 40 points to 11, right?
Yes, but it didn't.
No. I was looking for some. I was wondering if there was some facts that came out of that game. Minus
all of the scoring was pretty much in the first half.
Yeah, it's Justin Fields had a QB rating of over 100 in 3 out of his first 4 games. Did you know that? I was very surprised by that.
It's because they haven't asked him to throw that much.
Denver have not given up a touchdown in the first quarter of any game this year.
So that means they're making a good defensive game.
Yeah, makes they got a good start, right? So, but there's nothing you can say about that game, apart from the fact that the Broncos somehow almost lost. Imagine if you'd lost to a team that had minus 10
yards. I know, they almost did.
I know, 5 minutes to go.
It, like, It was.
That was appalling.
It wasn't a great performance. Like, they had 9 sacks, and you want to be really complimentative, but then you kind of go, what?
I scratched my head at that.
Like, destroy them.
I woke up and looked and I went, what?
Yeah.
What?
Because it doesn't make sense.
No.
Okay, I'm going to college now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
College it is.
I'm hoping we land on Penn State so we can discuss.
Oh, did we even have Penn State?
No, we didn't actually. I just realized.
Oh, you added it, I was going to say.
No, I didn't add it. But I did have on our list Florida versus Texas A&M.
Oh. Texas A&M, 6-0.
Yes.
Looking good.
They're ranked at 4.
Yes.
And that feels right.
Yep, they're there.
Yep. Just behind Indiana.
Indiana moved up to 3. I was all on that.
Haven't seen Nebraska's finally in the top 25? Because I think they're really performing well.
Yeah, Matt Rule's got them playing well. A&M 6-0.
I'll take Matt Rule down at the Hogs.
This was a close game for quite a while. This went all down to like the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but for some reason the Aggies still looked like they dominated them.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, yes, it was close, but you didn't really ever think Florida was going to win.
What killed them? Was the Gators were 1 of 10 on third down.
Yeah.
What is wrong with... There's a lot of poor third down efficiency kind of going on at the moment in college and NFL.
Yes.
Some awful.
Also, the Aggies really dominated time of possession. They had almost an additional 7 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, the Gators lost 2 fumbles as well.
Yep.
That's
going to
kill you. A&M were 9 of 17 on third down in comparison. The one thing that really I kind of, and this happened several times today in the NFL as well.
Mm.
There was 2 things that I noticed in the NFL today, and I know we're on college, but time's in. The Gators went for it on 4th and 6 with 13 minutes to go.
Yep.
And there was like 1 score. I'm like, what are you doing? There's no reason. This happened multiple times in the NFL today as well.
The analytics team has now fully taken over. Do you know how they rely so much on analytics?
Yeah.
That I think now people just aren't reading the energy of the game and going, oh, I don't think that's the right thing to do. They're just going, analytics say go for it, so I'm going for it. Yeah.
4th and 6. And with 13 minutes to go in a 1-score game, it felt to me like, what are you doing?
I know, but 200 yards rushing by the Aggies again.
Yeah. They do look good.
They do look good.
They do look good.
They do look good.
Who's their QB? Oh, it's Watson, isn't it? Reed.
Yep.
Marcel Reed, isn't it? Something like that. He had an okay game.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It's the running attack and the defense that are doing it for them.
Yeah. DJ Lagway, but the Gators, he's not bad. He's a decent quarterback.
Yeah, he's just not on the right team.
I'm really interested because you've got some teams that are going to be picking really high this year. Well, every year someone picks high, but like Browns and stuff like that. It doesn't look like amazing quarterbacks coming out.
No.
Obviously, everyone was all hot and Arch Manning, but that just has not materialised.
No, and I don't think he's coming out this year, because why would you? I think the draft stock's very low.
Yeah.
Very low. Because, we were talking about this yesterday when we were in rehearsal, is Mendoza really is what everyone's saying, and at least he looks electric.
Heisman Mendoza.
Spin the what?
God, there was another bad game in college yesterday, if that comes up.
Oh, no, it's actually quite an interesting game. It was the Nebraska Cornhuskers versus the Maryland Terrapins, which are apparently a turtle thing.
Yes, the Terrapins are a turtle, yeah. Both teams were 4-1. Both scored 17 points in the second quarter as well.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola. Poof, can he throw a pick? 20 of 27.
I thought you were going to be nice. I was like, what are you going to say?
Well, if I go up to 20 of 27, 260 and 4 touchdowns, perfect. Great
yes,
game.
Yes, exit 3 interceptions.
And one of them was a pick 6.
Yeah.
Emmett Johnson, 21 carries for 176 yards. The winning touchdown was scored with 1 minute to go.
Wide receiver Hunter for the Cornhuskers. 2 touchdowns for over 100 yards.
Yeah, Rule's got them playing well. 5-1.
I would, because Matt Rule is a potential candidate for the Hogs, and I would be very happy with him there.
I don't think he'll leave Nebraska.
I don't think he will either, but that's the rumour.
Yeah.
The main rumour is the SMU head coach at the moment for the Hogs.
Yeah.
because he's from Arkansas, Lashley.
Yeah, the old alma mater thing. Well, always
Arkansas
goes well.
Seems to like employing people from Arkansas. Is what historically they've done.
Yeah, but good game, 34-31.
Yeah, Nebraska went definitely right down to the minute. For the Big Ten as well.
Yes, like, absolutely.
100%.
Spin that baby. Arkansas, Tennessee.
Roll Tide.
Oh, God.
Roll Tide. God. That's okay.
Do you know what?
Your friend will be very happy.
Do you know
right
what?
Now.
John will be over the moon.
Roll Tide.
And they've been put up to like...
do they have like a...
Where have they been put up to? About number 6 or something?
Yes. Roll God. Tide.
The Alabama... I'm going to say it again. The Alabama bias of the AP. They... Oh.
I was really... I thought Missouri were going to come back and win it, but that interception, done.
Yeah.
Game
and they were only 1 of 10 on third downs. This game was wild in the fact that...
It wasn't an easy win for Bama, no.
No, but they had 38 and a half minutes of possession compared to 21. How was this even close?
I don't know, because Mizzou.
They were 7-0 up, but they just never got back ahead again after that. The Mizzou D had 4 sacks.
Yeah.
Every stat in the game was Alabama.
And the catch by Brooks with the fourth down, that really sealed the game. I know it wasn't the game-sealing interception, but it really...
Yeah, Bo Prabula threw 2 interceptions, both thrown with wide receivers wide open.
Dejon Lee, the cornerback, looks like he'll be a first-round pick as well.
Yeah. Ty Simpson was clean again. Yep. 21-31, 203 touchdowns. Again, not spectacular. But then sometimes you don't have to be spectacular, right?
No. And like you said, another team, third down inefficiency, 1 for 10.
Yeah, 1 for 10. Alabama went on fourth down twice whilst in the lead in the last 5 minutes, trying to just keep the clock going. Yeah. Didn't want to give the ball back to Mizzou.
No, because so, Mizzou were like steamrolled. Like, yeah. It was the atmosphere was there for them to come back and win.
Were they steamrolled tired?
Steamrolled.
Alabama were just
roll tired.
Do you know what? I know we try not to have favourites, but we are both very open about our college teams, right? We don't really talk about our NFL teams.
I know, go Hawks, go.
But I think I've messaged you twice the last 2 Sundays, and I've just gone...
You hate Alabama.
Can you just stop putting Alabama down on the list? Because I hate watching
But you know
their
they
game.
Have to go on, down on the list.
I know, but I hate watching
their
games.
Because there was a potential for Missouri to win, actually.
I know, I just hate watching their games.
Go Hawks, go.
I know,
it's
yeah.
very hard for me watching my games. Also, to be fair, LSU is not a fun watch at the moment.
No, LSU are very
like they
poor.
They won.
They were
but
rubbish.
It is not an entertaining watch. It was not
rubbish.
What you promised to me that LSU was all about. I feel very let down.
Do you know what LSU are? LSU are the Denver of college football. They had 5 sacks again yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
Their D is real. They
their defense is real.
5-1 without
but
that
where
D.
Where is what you promised me, which was like offense and showmanship and fun and everything? It's just not there.
No, it's in Indiana.
The Hoosers.
The Hoosers. Who's next on the wheel?
The wheel.
Come on, give me a good game that I'm going to be excited about.
Is it the Hoosers? Please be the Hoosers. Oh, I guess this was an interesting game. I just pretty much put this on the list because there was one specific thing I wanted to mention. Can you guess what game it is?
Pittsburgh, Florida State?
No, it's Iowa State versus Colorado, which basically...
Oh, God, I didn't want you to put that down.
I just wanted to say, did you see the 4th-string kicker? It was fantastic. He's such a large man. Do you know that was his first ever snap in college football
was
as
really?
Well? The 4th-string kicker was a reserve offensive lineman who has never played a down of college football, 6'8", 310 pounds. And he punted it all the way to the... Not punted it, he kicked it all the way to the 20-yard line too. Yeah, that was pretty much all I wanted to say about this game.
The CU Buffs, Kaiden Salter had a good game. 16-25, 255, 2 touchdowns.
The Cyclones did put up 230 yards on Buffaloes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely was interesting. Iowa, yeah, well, they were rated 22.
And I think that's them done. Yeah. I don't think they'll get a bowl game.
No, they're done now. Considering they had that, but then Colorado were 400. But, yeah, again, third down efficiency, 2 of 12.
Yeah, no,
and
it's
then
not
north
doing
of
good.
1 of 4th down. It's... 7 penalties for 59 yards. They threw one interception. Colorado are not. They're not great either this year. 3-4. They're not getting a bowl game either. But
should I spin it?
Yeah, spin it. I like it for Dion. I like Dion.
Yeah.
I've been to Boulder, where they play. It's great. It's a lovely city.
Have you been
And I've seen
to...
the big buffalo in the middle of the town as well.
Have you been to Oklahoma?
Let's talk about them. That'd be good fun to talk about. The 6th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners.
Sooners.
Yeah. No, they were no good.
No, it was just... They just
No
didn't try
good.
Up. I think they just didn't get off the bus, really.
No. No, and really, this was an absolutely nothing first half.
Oh, yeah.
Garbage. 6-3 at halftime.
And the Texans pretty much lived in the backfield of Oklahoma.
Yep.
5 sacks, 3 interceptions.
John Mattia, he was being talked about as number one.
Oh, not anymore.
No. Didn't throw a touchdown, threw 3 interceptions. He did the tour.
Did the tour.
Arch Manning looked relatively okay.
Yeah.
I thought Arch Manning looked okay.
Well, 20, I think it's because they completely changed the game plan.
Yeah. Well,
completely.
He's gone dink and dunk like Bryce Young.
Yeah. And they completely changed the game plan.
I love the name Quintrevion Wisner, got 94 yards on the ground for the Texans. But Oklahoma, my word, 6 points.
It was like they got baffled by the fact that Texans came with a completely different offense to what they expected, and then they didn't adjust. It was just like, oh my God, what's happening? What do you mean he's not trying to do like a big long ball? He's just kind of going dink and dunk, taking what the plays that were there. I think it really threw them, and they never recovered.
What didn't help is 48 total rush yards. Oof.
I know.
But 6-3 at halftime. I was watching the game back. I was like, this is terrible.
It was fairly bad.
Is that the Red River game?
Yeah, it's the Red River. And then there was the photo of Arch Manning after with the golden cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah, the golden cowboy hat. That's pretty cool.
Because the week after, we have the golden boot game.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's early November, I think, isn't it? Second Sunday in November. Arkansas, LSU. But, yeah, that was a low-quality game. Texas actually got themselves back into the AP, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
21.
Just squeaked in.
Oh, no. But, Oklahoma were awful in this game. Do you want to give us another couple of spins?
Of college or NFL?
Give us a college.
Give you a college? All right.
You've already destroyed me by making me talk about Alabama.
I know. Where shall we go next? How about we go to the number 3 upset, Indiana versus Oregon?
Yeah. I don't buy this as an upset based on Indiana's recent record, but on the rankings.
Yeah, on the rankings it was.
Absolutely.
There's playmakers everywhere on Indiana. There's the running back, Hemby. There's the wide receiver, Surratt. There's the quarterback, Mendoza.
Yeah.
Which is all over.
He threw a pick six.
Mendoza.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he recovered. And that's what you need. You need someone who recovers who doesn't just suddenly implode mentally after the game.
But the other one, Indiana did this as well. They went on 4-for-9 midway through the third quarter when they were winning. I'm like, what was it? What was going on with coaches this week? It was like,
I don't know.
And the other thing that was going on in the NFL today, everybody seemed to be going for 2 points for no reason.
Yeah.
Like the Jags were 14 down. They scored a touchdown.
They went for two.
I'm like, what?
Who else? Someone else went
this,
for two.
This,
as well.
Do you know what? This was almost like what Sean Payton did the week before.
What?
When he went for that 2 against the Eagles.
Oh,
when
Eagles.
When he could have tied the game with 1.
I like when you say Eagles.
Eagles. The Eagles.
It makes my day when I hear you say the
Thank
Eagles.
You. This whole going for 2, going for 4th down, I was like, this is crazy. But no, Indiana deservedly won that game. They were better in every way.
Outgained the Ducks by 100 yards, scored on all 5 of their red zone opportunities.
They were massive. Clock control, less turnovers, more pass, more rush, more total.
Their defense, 6 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, 4 QB hits.
Yeah.
2 field goals inside the red zone.
Oregon were not number 3. Previous number 3, Penn State.
Pew.
Boom. James Franklin. And I think I talked about this weeks ago.
Yes. No, you've said it a lot.
He had to go. if Penn State want to win anything, he had an awful record against ranked teams. Terrible.
I know, and they were chanting for him to go in the stadium.
If you want to win a championship, you have to play against ranked teams.
Yes.
And his record was something like 2-14.
Oh, it's not good. It was
How is he
record.
Even still there this year? And then they lost to UCLA last week. Who won again this week, by the way?
It's a $49 million hit that Penn State are taking.
This is why you have boosters.
I know, but like that's
no salary
a significant.
Cap.
It's a significant contract they're eating.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, for people who don't know, because there's a lot of people who don't understand the whole college booster system.
Yeah, the boosters
system.
Is strange. I really think I do agree. I think I said a couple of episodes back. I agree with Dion. There should be a salary cap. I think it would make the college game a lot more entertaining to watch as well.
Well, now that we're going to, you know, NIL and stuff like that, I think there's got to be a consideration.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you look at what teams this year have tried to bring in 100 players like North Carolina. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, yeah, there's got to be. I mean, the Penn State quarterback's out for the season, so they were ruined anyway. Drew Aller got taken out of the game yesterday. He's out for the season. I would like to talk about one thing, and I didn't talk to you about this beforehand.
Yeah, sure. Shoot.
It is an LSU-related story, but
shoot,
it's not for the fact that it's an LSU-related story.
Okay. Isn't that weird thing where you made a side comment to me the other day that someone didn't go into the game because they were dating another coach's player? Is it that or no?
No, that was... he did go into the game. That was the guy from Ole Miss. No.
Sorry, continue. I thought it was going to be that.
Well, what this is, and I feel a bit Ryan Clark here, and I'm not a big fan of Ryan Clark, but I'm going to be Ryan Clark.
It's okay, you're a Browns fan.
What I want to talk about is Kyren Lacy.
Oh, the wide receiver.
The wide receiver for LSU. And for those that don't know, Kyren Lacy was going to be a first-round pick this year in the draft. And in, I think it was January or something, there was a road accident. Which someone died in a head-on crash. And Kyren Lacy was arrested and charged with negligent driving.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to go to court. And he was going to get sent down.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, 2 days, or I think, before the court appearance, he took his own life. What has since transpired is the video footage has come out. And Kyren Lacy was 100 yards away from the incident in his car. And it's just horrific. And I think it talks to...
Media.
I think it talks to, you know, broken society.
Mm-hmm.
That we had a young guy that was going to have a huge career.
Yeah.
And took his own life because he felt that he was in a no-win situation due to social stuff. So I, you know, they'll never hear this, but for Kyren Lacy's family, it's not my thing, but I'm apologetic that they had to go through this. And it was awful that a young man felt that he was in that situation, that he had to do that. And I hope we never see that ever again.
No. But we probably will, unfortunately, with the society we're in at the moment.
Yeah. So I don't want to finish the show on that. I want to finish the show on Bill Belichick's leaks.
Oh, my God. Sorry, you're going from one extreme to another,
I am,
Darren.
Because I don't want to finish on a real sad note like that, but...
That's an important note, though.
Yeah, it is.
Make sure you take care of your mental health as well.
100%. And reach out. But his lawyer has just blown the whole thing and released all of the video and just gone, we've got nothing to lose now, let's tell the truth. And it's horrendous that it got there. But look, University of North Carolina, they have got major problems. You want to talk about eating salary?
Oh,
you wait till
if
they've got to eat that salary.
Yeah. No, because they have to eat two salaries as well, because they have to eat Bill Belichick and the guy he brought to be their manager.
Yes.
His name, I've forgotten, but he was with them at the Patriots.
And I'm sure Jordan probably got a huge salary there as well, his social media manager.
Oh, and so does Steve Belichick.
Yes, and the other Belichick. Isn't there two of them
there? Yeah, there's two of them there,
So that is going to be serious heat. And they're not even a football program. They're a basketball program.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, did you see the game? Well, we talked about it last week, didn't we, when there was about four people and a dog left in the stadium. So good that they had a bye week this week, but they have got problems. They've got someone leaking stuff out. Parents are unhappy. Players are unhappy.
Oh, everyone's unhappy.
It's a disaster.
Should we end on a happy note?
Go for it.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something happy. Darren, Would you drink Red Bull sugar free?
No.
$4 or $5?
No.
$10?
No.
$20?
No.
No, just straight
up. My wife is probably at home going, what are you doing?
Oh, okay, my well, God. We are ending our show today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Well, thank you very much for listening. We'll be back. Don't forget to catch up on the podcast, the YouTube channel, and there's a new burger tasting video out there.
Yes, there is.
I've been Darren Lees.
And I've been DT.
Good night.
Our diversity on air.